Welcome aboard Bus One. We're on our way to the TD Garden in Boston for this Elite Eight matchup of Bus One Trivia's contestants, and we've got some time to kill, so let's play some trivia. We'll start off with our one seed,
Cooper.
And our two seed.
Logan wasn't lying when he said he was doing the bare minimum. I'm John.
I think in that case, Cooper did the bare minimum. He just screamed his name.
Logan did just leave Cooper out to dry. Starting with our one seed.
I literally said I was going to introgase you guys as our one seed.
Cooper.
Cooper.
Let's try and our three Cooper. Seed is...
Cooper.
We are all Cooper. Oh, no.
Oh, what's up, everyone? It's Aiden.
And our four seed.
I'm Dante.
I'm the
We're so small.
The underdog.
I'm Dante.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get started, let's go over some of the rules of the game. There will be three rounds, 1 point for each question in round one, 2 points in round two, and 3 points in round three. There will also be a challenge question where I will give a fake answer to a question, and you can elect to challenge at the end of the game for three additional points, or you may challenge during the question for an opportunity to receive 3 points plus the point value of the question itself. The way this will work is that two contestants will move on to the final four episode. So it matters who comes in first and second place. Doing the balloons.
Are that motion
activated? Does it still work?
Yeah,
you know what's crazy? I was legitimately just thinking. I was like, I'm so glad we're not in Discord anymore because of those stupid soundboard noises.
Okay, so it's going to matter who the final two are on top for this one, because two people will advance to the next episode.
I'm glad
and
we
obviously, most points still wins. And no Googling.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Let me
Thank
close you. Some tabs.
I'm glad for once points actually matter.
Yeah, that's true.
For once, the points finally matter.
Finally.
Well, you guys should have a pretty good idea of what this week's topic is going to be. They will all be basketball-related items, but the questions may or may not pertain to basketball
itself. I was already on the NBA episode.
So it's like Seinfeld episode rules.
It is exactly like the Seinfeld episode rules.
I can do that. The NBA episode was torture.
So this is basically just a mystery box. Everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I did beat Shaq out in 3 points.
Like reverse Timothy Chalamet.
I beat Shaq?
Tell me how you beat Shaq.
Aiden.
Sing me a whole rap song about how
Aiden beat him out.
Yeah, I've played Shaq Fu multiple
Question number one.
Times.
Who sings that song? John.
Cooper's the host?
Who cares? Cooper's
the
host.
It's my episode
one seed,
now.
One seed gets celebrity host question in the beginning.
Cooper gets to say the first. It's like the first pitch at a baseball game, go. But it's Cooper.
Celebrity shot.
Cooper. First pitch.
Tee it up.
Well, let's get going with round one, question one. While the very first NCAA basketball tournament was held in 1939, they didn't expand the field from 8 to 16 teams until 1951. Which of the following facts about 1951 is false?
Big year.
Oh, no.
Guys, we were all around in 1951, right?
A.
So true.
Guys and Dolls won the Tony Award for the best musical. B. The United States started testing nuclear bombs in Nevada. C. Rosa Parks is arrested after refusing to give up her bus seat to a white passenger. Or D. The television show I Love Lucy premiered.
I'm going.
It was a big year.
Aiden buzzed in first.
God, I do love Guys and Dolls. I'm going the bomb because didn't they start testing it in Nevada? Didn't they start testing bombs in Nevada a little before then?
No, that is not the correct answer.
Bummer.
I like the rationale.
Just a little
No, I
then.
Think that one's wrong because I think that is not right.
I think I remembered halfway through that question that Los Alamos was in New Mexico and not
yeah,
Nevada.
Yeah, it was in
so,
New Mexico.
Yeah. Oops.
And then John buzzed in next.
He did. Yeah, I think Rosa Parks occurred closer to the civil rights movement in the 60s. So I'm going to
Yep,
go with
that's
Rosa
correct.
Parks.
It happened in 1955.
Oh, nice. I was going to say 54.
Didn't Rosa Rats. Parks wasn't the actual first Shucks. Person that happened to, right? She was just the more famous
No,
one.
I think there were like a series of Never movements before. Like that that
Believe
were intentionally
or not, Aiden,
done.
Only
but...
time ever that that happened.
Well, I mean, like, we all there's, got once. There's another like semi-famous once. Example of it, but she got most of the credit.
Mm.
I don't remember the person's name.
Ever, yeah, I'm not just, sure, but I think yeah. I remember
you're,
hearing that too.
You know, falling victim to the same power structure that has forgotten that woman to history. Great job.
Darn. My bad, guys.
Oh, all right. Well, John gets that point, and we'll go to question two.
Rough start for the number three seat. Did I just move down Aiden. In the rankings?
Oh, Aiden.
I don't think that happens in
no,
March Madness.
No, you can't be worse than me.
I don't think
you
actively move
There's
down.
No way.
The school with the most NCAA men's basketball championships is UCLA, who has a whopping 11 championships. All but one of those championships, including the 7 years in a row, all took place in the 60s and early 70s.
Dang.
All of the following lists of items were invented in the 60s or 70s, except
Let's go.
For
60s
one.
60s now.
Which That's means one group of these were not invented in the 60s and 70s. Which group of items was not invented in this era?
Mm-hmm.
A. Credit cards, power steering, diet soft drinks, and music synthesizers.
That's one group.
That's all.
That is one group.
One group of things.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to remember multiple groups.
B. I figured it's easier if you have a group of things than just yeah. one.
Oh, all so
you
can just like everything pick one within word. The group is not. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to lock in.
Correct.
It'd be even wilder B, if only one thing was wrong.
The mumps, measles, and polio vaccines, the handheld calculator, and ATMs, C, the VHS tape, Bic disposable lighters, MRI technology, and cell phones, or D, LED lighting, lava lamps, lasers, and the silicone breast implant. Dante buzzed in first.
I'm going to go with B.
B is incorrect.
That's unfortunate.
The polio vaccine, handheld calculator, and ATM is in.
I thought polio was way earlier. What am I thinking of?
The vaccine.
No, you're
the
thinking
vaccine.
The people who had polio was way earlier.
Oh, you're... Yeah, that's my bad. You're right.
Okay,
yeah, that's
it
what
wasn't
I got
one of those
with.
Classic moments where they came up with the vaccine before the disease.
Guys, this is going to be really useful out, someday. I don't know
we
what for.
Hang on to this.
Cooper.
I would like to answer C.
C, the VHS tape, Bic disposable lighter, MRI technology, and the cell phone is correct.
What?
So those were all items invented in the 80s.
Dang.
80s. VHS. VHS yep. is what gave it away.
Little do our contestants know that this was the fake answer. Looks like they were fooled this time.
Mm. Not the cell phone. Mm.
The cell phone.
The
did you say
I thought
like,
the cell phone was obvious.
Yeah. Cell phone was in there.
Yeah.
But I feel like there were so many technologies that had been around for a while, but they weren't like widely available until later. So I just figured,
right
like sliced you know. Bread.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't just, LED just like lighting? Bread. Didn't that take a while? I just watched a video.
Yeah, it was a recent Veritasium video.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I thought they invented
like the red and green like for a long time, but they struggled with the blue LED light and they couldn't get it until like the like, 90s or something or like
but
the early 2000s. Something
the thing
crazy.
Is they couldn't do white light without the
red,
so
green, and blue.
Are you lying to me, Logan?
Are you?
No, they invented John. LED lighting before that.
Are
you
saying
mean the,
it's
you
not
mean
light
the LED.
Without white?
I'm saying you can't have overhead lighting, really, if it's like that was the struggle.
You can have lighting without it
I
being
think what
overhead
I think just
lighting.
What I meant is like the concept of a
of an LED.
Light-emitting diode,
Thank
LED,
you. Okay.
LED light.
Specifically underhead lighting.
Shout out to listener Veritasium. We know you're watching.
Veritasium gets all of his knowledge from us, actually.
I did really enjoy that.
He rips
video.
Us off all the time.
But it's okay. It's
Veritasium
okay.
heard me talking about the blue LED. In the comfort of my own home, and then made a video of that.
That's right.
To question three. One of the most wild games in March Madness history took place in the Elite Eight of 1992, when Duke and Kentucky traded blows before Christian Lattner would make a basket as time was expiring to send Kentucky home. Which of the following celebrities also calls Kentucky home, or was born there? A. Billy Ray Cyrus. B. Lady Gaga, C, Eddie Murphy, or D, Mason Ramsey, a.k.a. the Walmart yodeling kid.
Oh, man.
Cooper buzzed first.
I was feeling Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is incorrect. Aiden.
Well, I don't think it's Mason Ramsey, and I just have a gut feeling that Billy Ray Cyrus has to be from Nashville, Tennessee for some reason, so I'll go Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is incorrect. John.
All right.
Your choices are Billy Ray Cyrus or the Mason Ramsey Walmart kid.
I don't think he's a celebrity. Is that fair to say?
He's a celebrity.
We all know who he is.
Doesn't he work at Subway now? Did I see that he works at Subway?
No, he's releasing music. I actually have seen.
You can do both. Both of those things can be true.
If you're releasing music, you don't have time. He's not even famous.
He's like a micro celebrity.
I'm going to go with Billy Ray Cyrus.
But I know for a fact he works at Subway.
He's not a celebrity, but if he wanted to get on the pod, I'd say okay.
I didn't say Mason that he's not Ramsey, a celebrity. Get on here. I'm just saying that I'm not saying him. I'm going to go with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus is correct.
Dang.
Bummer. Aiden, you have such a bad time of being like, I feel like it's probably this person.
Yeah.
Well, so didn't he say Kentucky?
Yeah, yeah, I said Kentucky.
Yeah, I thought Billy Ray Cyrus was from Tennessee. That's what I was saying.
Where's Mason Ramsey from, Logan?
Illinois somewhere. Illinois.
Really?
No, for real?
Okay.
Why is that interesting?
I've been there.
Like, oh, whoa, just, really?
I mean, I'm from Illinois. I didn't think we shared a home.
Illinois, whoa.
Wait, Dante, you're from the same place as Walmart Yodel Kid?
That's right.
Really?
That could have been you.
Walmart Yodel Kid?
Have you been to that Walmart?
I wish. I really wish.
Have you yodeled in that Walmart before?
I definitely have not.
Yeah.
Have you ever yodeled in a Walmart?
Probably.
Probably. Question four.
I can neither confirm nor
deny. I yodel a lot of places.
I do yodel.
Although CBS Sports obtained the broadcast rights to the tournament in 1982, NBC held the rights up to that point. Which of the following TV shows is a program on NBC?
Oh, God.
A, Modern Family. B, Young Sheldon. C, Shark Tank. Or D, The Masked Singer.
Oh.
Cooper.
Oh, man.
I think it's Masked Singer.
It is not The Masked Singer. That's on Fox.
Oh, Fox? Really?
Oh, of course, The Masked Singer.
It feels like a peacock.
What was C again?
Kind of show.
Whoa.
Shark Tank.
I'm gonna go Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is also incorrect.
No.
Golly.
Aiden.
I don't think Modern Family runs anymore. I think Young Sheldon is about to have its final season. So that's my answer.
Until they make a younger Sheldon.
No. Middle Sheldon.
Fetus Sheldon.
Youngest Sheldon.
Zygote Sheldon.
Or jump the gap to old Sheldon.
Bring it back around. Just bring it back around.
We've been there.
Older Sheldon.
Was your guess Young Sheldon?
Yes, Young Sheldon.
That is incorrect.
What?
So John gets to say the right answer. He didn't even buzz.
He didn't even buzz.
I did buzz.
It is Modern Family.
Yeah.
Modern Family's on
that is
NBC.
But it's like not Modern Family.
Modern Family is on NBC.
I'm going to mentally flag this for later. What was Young Sheldon on? Remind me where Young Sheldon is.
On Young Sheldon is on CBS.
Yes.
I think Young Sheldon's on the Sheldon Network, where the all Sheldon of the Sheldon shows
he has his own streaming platform.
Young Sheldon, The Big Bang Theory,
Sheldon,
the rest
Plus.
Of them,
Sheldon
the rest of them, just a Truman Show-esque recording of the actor that plays Sheldon 24/7.
It's just
both.
Jim Parsons.
Jim
forever.
Parsons and the kid.
Yeah,
but we'll go to question five. There are many small schools that have had the chance to make a name for themselves in the tourney. Which of the following is not a Division I men's basketball program?
You can't ask us a real basketball question. That's illegal.
I'm asking you which is not a real basketball question.
This is fake basketball.
This is
question.
Fake basketball.
That's true.
Is it A, Drake University? B, Morehead State University? C, Cranfield University, or D, Elon University? Dante.
I'm going with C, based off of.
Correct. Fields. Cranfield.
Cranfield.
Cranfield is not a Division I basketball program. It is a university in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
They don't even know what basketball is over there.
They've never basketballed before. And I just filled out my bracket, so I knew some of those.
I had Drake. Well, I knew Drake.
I know. I wrote this question before the bracket was revealed, and Drake won their conference tournament, and they got like an automatic bid. But they're a tiny school, and I feel like if they didn't do that, you guys wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have been like, yes, Drake
I would have taken a shot in the dark regardless.
I do love Drake University.
Well, that is question five. So that brings us to the end of round one. Let's do a score update if we can. One seed, Cooper.
One.
Two seed.
I wanted him to say my name, but he's not going to say my name. Three.
I didn't do it the first time either.
You did. I thought you said Cooper.
John, he doesn't know our names.
I know. We're
just a number.
One, two, three, and four.
We're just a number to him.
I just we send out an invite in link just into the ether. In whoever joins first gets to be on it.
Lord. The ether.
So John has two.
I have three, actually. Three. Thank you.
John has three.
Actually,
actually, I have 3 points.
Aiden has zero.
Aiden has 0 points.
Dante has one.
I have one. Not last.
Not last.
So far.
Thanks, Aiden.
The underdog story is on track.
Well, let's go into round two.
And that'll do it for round one of the East region of Bus One March Madness. John getting the early lead, but Cooper and Dante are close behind. Kevin?
Well, you know, who I'm rooting for, Team Aiden, is in my final four. We'll see if he can step it up in the next 30 minutes of play, though.
Plenty of time to shake things up. For now, though, we're getting word from Gene Steratore that the results are in on last week's audience question.
Fellas, looking back at the footage, it seems that the 16 seed who knocked Purdue out in the first round last year was Fairleigh Dickinson. And right here you can see that Sean Owens was the first one to make contact on that answer, so it'll be going Sean's way here.
Can't argue with that replay footage, folks. 1 point to Sean Owens. Kevin, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, speaking of 16 seeds, the first to ever beat a one seed were the UMBC Retrievers in 2018. However, the number one seed that fell ended up winning it all the very next year, making one of the biggest comebacks in NCAA history. Who was the one seed that lost in the first round of 2018 but went on to win it all in 2019? Again, who was the one seed that lost in 2018, then won it all in 2019?
Folks, chalk your answers on this week's Instagram post, at Bus1Trivia, or comment on the poll on Spotify to have a chance at winning a point. And be sure to follow Bus1 and tell a friend about the show while you're at it.
Alrighty, let's send it back to Logan and company in Boston for the thrilling finish. Only on Bus1Trivia.
Okay. And also
we,
reporting.
Anyway. We have to continue.
Next question.
Welcome back.
Round
and that's,
two.
And that's our show.
Question six. Although there have been a number of rule changes in NCAA basketball, none was quite as impactful as when the three-point line was added. What year was the three-point line added to the NCAA men's basketball? Closest will win. Your boy Cooper buzzed in.
Your boy Cooper is, I'm feeling 1974.
1974. John. Late.
Columbus on the ocean floor.
I was going to go later. I was going to say 1985.
What?
Some people 85. Are like,
you're
I
talking Back to the Future.
Right yeah. Now. Yeah.
Then Aiden.
So 1974 or 1985.
1996 is right there.
Name a year.
So true.
I dare you.
Name a woman.
Name
I'll do 1976.
Make my day.
Okay. Go ahead.
You said
make
76?
Name a year.
Is that in between them?
Yep.
Yes.
But there's like a 1 year gap where Cooper
and I could
both
to 74.
Be right for fun.
That's what you wanted?
Yeah.
What I wanted.
You can go right in the middle and be 75.
Yeah, 1975.
I don't want that.
That does sound right.
No,
though.
Thanks.
You got, now that I think about it.
You
say
have
it out
advantage.
Loud.
You just have
say
to be closest.
Loud,
I'm think about
speak
it. That does sound
speak
right.
Speak your truth.
I think, okay, wait. So what do we have right now?
Oh, shoot. Aiden.
Yeah.
That's the bicentennial.
74, 76, right. And 85.
That's the
I'm
going to
go
the bicentennial.
80. 1980. Sorry, just to clarify. 1980.
80.
Anno
Domini.
Put it on the board. 80.
The year of 80. Our Lord.
Weird choice, but okay.
Hey, closest. He's just playing for closest.
Yeah, hey, yes. Before the year 1000, you're closest.
Yeah.
The true answer is 1986.
Oh,
so John,
dang.
You're 1 year off.
Goodness.
It's the goodness. Tricentennial. Just kidding.
Guys, I think we have to start teaming up against John.
Okay, yeah, deal.
Double
what
team.
Is this we build pull up until this point?
Yeah, we can
question
pull our points.
Question 7. Every year, one of the most exciting aspects of the tournament is figuring out which small school is going to be this year's Cinderella story. In Disney's 1950 God Cinderella, damn. What was the name of the cat that chases around Gus and Jacques?
Oh, frick. I shouldn't have buzzed.
Wait, was there options? Was it multiple choice?
No.
No. Oh, no. I don't think I've ever seen Cinderella.
Are we just going like closest
it's
vibes?
Tip of my tongue here.
I think one of you will get it, John.
I'm pretty sure that cat's just named Lucifer.
It is Lucifer.
That was it. Damn
that
it.
That is it. I do remember that.
That
oh
is
my
it.
Gosh. This is the kind of weird, obscure knowledge that John can get.
John's like, oh yeah.
I'm built
Lucifer.
For a lot of
oh,
things.
Oh, I watched that yesterday.
We go way back.
We best buds. Raised together.
In the womb. Together.
Wait, whoa, how does that work?
Question 8. The Butler Bulldogs went to the national championship 2 years in a row in 2010 and 2011. Which of the following teams competing in this year's tournament does not share the Bulldog mascot with Butler? A, Gonzaga. B, Samford. C, McNeese. D, Drake. E, Yale. Or F, Mississippi State.
There were so many
Dante.
More options than I realized. I was just trying
going.
To I was just
it
trying to strategize.
Going.
Oh. And make sure John didn't buzz in first.
You're trying to box me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understandable. Reasonable.
I don't remember the options you gave, so I'm just going to go C.
C is correct.
No,
right.
No, no, no,
is that McNeese? I was going to say McNeese. Damn, it was the way he right. said it.
I knew four of them
yeah.
were Bulldogs.
I was going to say, yeah.
that's
Bulldogs don't have any McNeese. Easy.
I knew.
What do you mean?
Is McNeese
Bulldogs
even
don't
in
have
the bracket?
Yeah, all of those teams are in the bracket.
Are they like a play-in 16 seed? Like, where's
no,
McNeese?
McNeese is a 12 seed. They play Gonzaga, I think.
I'm pretty sure that's what the French call
we
McDonald's. Isn't
fight.
That true?
You got a bulldog
well, they're
off,
not
except
bulldogs.
McNeese
I,
is not a bulldog.
I believe it, Dante.
Dog Thank V. Knees.
It's actually the McNeese
Dante,
State
can we actually
Cowboys.
Get another take of you saying that line?
Oh. I'm pretty
McNeese
sure
State?
McNeese is what the French call McDonald's.
All right, I think we got it. So you can
yeah.
you can log off
it
now.
Definitely worth, I'm glad I mean. Said it because it was it really
I'm
hit
it.
The second time. It was much funnier then.
I'm getting it.
Yeah,
that was, I'm getting it now.
You really, you know, there was some punch behind it.
On to question 9. A controversial decision by the committee this year was to leave out Indiana State from the March Madness tournament, despite having a 28-6 record and ranked 28th in the NET. What famous player came from Indiana State in 1979? Open-ended.
That's insane. That was my fear, was that this was going to be
you
open-ended.
It.
Is it Larry Bird?
It's Larry Bird.
There
oh
we
my
go.
Gosh.
Dang.
He's from Indiana.
Oh my
that was an insane
God.
Question yeah. to make open-ended.
It's wild.
Clearly not. Someone
you,
got
you guys,
it.
You
so.
Guys,
well,
I Aiden mean,
was on the NCAA.
Not.
He was on the basketball episode.
I just knew
prime.
Larry Bird
was
from
right.
Indiana.
I mean, in
I
my opinion,
that.
An insane question to make open-ended is what is the name of that fucking cat from Cinderella? So
yeah, that's fair. For real.
To each their own.
Fair.
The point of trivia is not everyone knows everything.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that's points
that.
On the board, baby.
That's true.
This is true.
Hey, what's the
what's
name of
my
that
name?
Cat?
I gotcha. That's what
that
I'm
cat.
Here for.
Hey, what's that name of that cat
name
in that,
that
movie starring
cat.
Taylor Swift
name
and James Corden and Idris Elba?
Question 10. The
like
number
that
a team
time.
Is given when they are placed on the bracket is called their seed. The world's largest seed.
What's the point?
Okay.
Sorry. What's
proceeding?
Sorry.
The world's largest seed is from the Coco de Mer, also known as the double coconut.
Oh, is there a question mark? You have to finish.
Anyway, next question.
Dying of the fact that Logan does not finish this question.
This is just a fun fact.
It's also known as the double coconut. How big is the so seed in diameter? It's called the double coconut.
Is it closest?
That's funny.
No, we can't. Oh. Okay, oh,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, closest.
Okay, closest. Got it.
John. John, yeah, you'll all get to answer.
Foot and a half.
Box out John on either side.
Foot and a half.
Foot and a half? For a seed?
Box
me out.
Hey, it's diameter. It's okay.
It's diameter. Not radius. It's diameter.
Oh my god.
Dante.
Dante, okay. Picture a coconut and then go
I think we
that.
All have to strategize to box John out.
Do you want
to
go over or under?
I don't think it's over, but also I think I have the lowest chance of winning, so maybe I should take the over.
I'll take
Dante.
You.
Dante, right
Dante,
now
it's
you
just
have
a
more
guess
fucking
of numbers.
Yeah.
I think you've got as much chance as anyone.
Okay, point. Well, I'm not taking the over then. You can take the over, Cooper.
Some of the ones
that are taking the over.
That's sacrifice Dante is willing to
the
make.
One
yeah, whoever has the least points should stay
Listen,
the least.
I'm number four and I call the shots around here.
That's true. That's in the rules. They actually amended those right before this episode.
The last,
Dante, you're number two though.
Seed
you
in
have
the,
to
in the tournament
guess.
Actually just doubles as refs the entire tournament.
Sometimes,
I'm pretty sure
the lowest seed
That's
is
how that
the
works.
Largest
That's how that works.
Seed.
But how big is the largest seed?
Okay, I'm gonna say,
Dante, how big in diameter?
A foot and 4 inches.
A foot and 4 inches. Okay, Cooper.
I don't want to take the over.
Say a foot and five. Say, I'll do the over. I will do the over.
Don't take the
I'm
middle.
I'm
going to
do.
So,
can I use centimeters?
Take yeah. the middle.
That feels better. If I do centimeters, I have no idea the conversion.
When she asks how big you are.
Can I use centimeters?
Can I use centimeters?
Just holding my fingers like this, asking if I can use centimeters.
I'm going to say 63 centimeters.
What is that? Logan, can you do the math before
is that
I answer?
Is that big? Is that 60, big? Oh, 60, no.
I think that's
63 centimeters
that's like all,
is like a little over 2 feet.
That's 2/3 of a meter. That's two feet.
It's a little over 2 feet.
That's 2 feet.
Cooper, I said it.
I thought you didn't want the over.
I decided to go centimeters so I wouldn't know whether I was going over or not.
Double coconut.
Centimeter seed.
Oh, no.
Aiden.
1 foot 8 inches.
1 foot 8 inches. Okay, so
wait,
you guys
so
all
took
the
under?
I've seen coconuts
it's
like
gonna
this
be like
big
four
and some doubling
and
it,
a half
and
it's
inches.
It's
gonna be like 3 inches.
The answer is 12 inches, a full foot.
Good job, Dante.
Good job, Dante.
The underdog story continues.
The underdog story.
And it literally looks it looks like a double coconut. It looks like two coconuts next to each other, but they're like conjoined.
Like balls.
They're in love.
It looks
like
balls.
A Venn diagram.
I was going to say like your balls.
Like your balls.
You know what? My balls have never
like
seen
my balls.
My balls are
no,
Logan,
more
so.
Like Aiden's.
They're Whoa. Just
been seeing my balls, Logan.
Okay, good. I'm back. So what did I get? Is that 2 points I got?
That's 2 points.
That was
you
2 points you got.
2 points.
Sick.
2 points for one.
And that
foot.
Brought us to the end of round two as well. So
we're
doing
a much faster round check. Than round one.
Oh no! There's a fourth round, right?
No fourth round.
Fourth round.
I wish I could do that.
So first seed Cooper has two.
No, I have one. Sorry.
I'm
just
trying to do,
just
holding
just
up
trying
the,
to do the balloons.
Cooper has.
I was just trying to do balloons.
And then Aiden.
Wait, John's the 2 seed.
John, okay, whatever.
Oh, we said he doesn't know our names. He tries.
Yeah, and he called us by name. And not like, by number? Yeah.
Number two,
he was like, I'm going to try and right? go for names here. And it
Do
didn't
I
work
say
out.
My score now?
Yeah.
Yes.
7.
Yeah.
Oh, holy fuck.
Wait. I have. Oh, just kidding.
Like
sorry.
I have 2.
Aiden has 2.
And a lot of balloons.
And Dante has.
I have 5.
Oh, goodness.
Dante's our best bet.
Well, before we go on to the last round, round 3, these are all going to be like short answers. So, like, no multiple choice questions.
Oh, dang.
Short
but if you
answer.
Don't give an answer within like 10 seconds, like, I'm going to call it off. Because this one way too many times people just like buzz and then think about it for like 30 seconds.
Okay.
So we still have to buzz in.
I'm going to think so fast.
You still have to buzz in.
When you say short answer,
none of them.
He means
you don't mean like
open ended.
Okay.
Write a couple
not
sentences.
Like,
just
not, yeah. Write 3 to 5 sentences.
Body.
Yeah, I need an
in this essay, I will.
It's not like a FRQ, right? We don't have to like reference our.
Correct.
Cool.
Like a DBQ?
Yeah. I don't remember which one stood for what.
Free res.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Document
it wasn't like that. It's not like that.
Document, document, document. Thank you, Aiden. Moving on.
I haven't pulled that one out since high school. That one's a
fair. That's been percolating. That's been ruminating in the back.
It just like it came forth.
All right. Question 11. The NCAA tournament expanded to 64 teams in 1985. The number 64 has exactly 7 divisors. What are they?
Oh, that's good.
Ooh. I'm just going to...
Cooper, go right now. Don't think.
Cooper,
exactly 7
now.
Divisors?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 4... sorry.
Cut them off.
This is 8, going well, huh?
16... 2, 32, and 64.
Damn it.
You got there. You time took a back road to get
long.
2.
I was like, I know I missed one. I know
I was ready to go.
Because like 8 should have been the middle,
4,
and I only
8,
had
16, 2, 32, 64.
I got scared when I got to 8 early, and I was like, oh no, I jumped over one.
You made this a math question, and my stomach dropped in a way that it hasn't dropped in years. I've never
Logan went, I'm not going to give you time to think about it, and then gave Cooper time to
No.
What's the square
he
point?
Was,
4.
He was
2.
Like answering the whole time.
Time to think about it.
Okay.
Question 12. As was covered last week, Caitlin Clark surpassed Pete Maravich for the most points scored by a single player in their career. Recently, LeBron James also became the highest scoring player in NBA history.
Who cares?
Combined, honestly. How many points do Caitlin and LeBron James have together?
Logan, you told me the answer to this question. No. I wasn't listening close enough to remember what
Dang.
You said.
Dang.
I know.
Cooper.
LeBron's from Mobilon.
I'm going to go.
Is this closest?
Yeah, closest will win.
Yeah. I'm going to go 5,300.
Okay.
Holy.
It can't be that much. That's so many.
I mean, didn't Zach Edey just, like, get his 2,000-something point this season?
Oh, I was in a very different place
Not
in my
Dante
brain.
Not to give Dante context,
yeah.
but
I was
to combined, give
context. Combined together, how many points have LeBron James and Caitlin
So
Clark?
LeBron James has been doing it for a while.
Jeez.
And Caitlin Clark has been doing it
doing
for
it
about
for
as
years.
Long as Zach Edey.
He's been hooping.
Yeah, they've all been hooping.
They've Aiden. All been hooping.
They sure
gonna,
do be hooping.
I'll just say 5,000.
Okay.
What did you say, Cooper?
Just, like, solid.
5,300.
Then John?
6,000.
Okay.
It hurts.
Dante.
It hurts.
Say 7,000, Dante.
That seems like so 9, many
9,000, Dante.
Say 2. Say 2.
2 points. 2 points. Go under.
Each got one.
Go under.
I'm going to go like
4.
I'll go 6,001.
Okay.
Dante, you still went over me.
I know.
Well,
you went over
Dante gets the
highest.
Point.
Damn.
He's closest. The correct answer is 43,925.
How much of that is LeBron?
What?
Yeah, so
most of it's LeBron.
LeBron.
Because I'm pretty sure Caitlin Clark hit like 2,000 something.
Yeah.
To get
yeah.
Caitlin right. Clark just beat the record of like 3,750
so
something.
Many points.
So Caitlin Clark right now has 3,771. LeBron has 40,154.
My brain
just retire at that point. Yeah,
like I can't comprehend that.
You can't comprehend the number 43,000.
No,
it's
so big.
Oh, no.
Number, John.
How do people expect me to comprehend like billionaires when I can't even think about?
I can't get up to 43,000.
If I can't count it. On my fingers and toes, brain don't make sense of it, you know?
Brain don't make sense.
I recently went to a like a trivia night at this local bar, and they asked this question. I just thought it'd be relevant to just put on here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Logan's
my
blatant plagiarism.
Sorry,
no,
I mean, it's just a fact. It's a fact. But my friend Hayden and I, we got last place in trivia for the entire place, except we got this question right, which happened at halftime. And the winner
of
this question, they just asked the entire group, like, how many points, like, combined did they score? And Hayden and I got, like, guessed within, like, 15 points or something crazy.
Wow,
crazy.
So we got, like, a free growler of beer.
We got fear.
Nice.
Fill it up.
We got fear.
Guys,
got fear.
If you've been playing, if you just had like every day you went to a basketball court and just shot three
just
points,
shat.
for as long as LeBron has been playing, do you think you could get anywhere close to that?
No.
Like, no. If I just sat there and shot three-pointers for like 6 hours a day, how long would it take me to get that many? I don't know.
I would have to...
Because what's your shooting percentage?
Like, and then, almost zero.
Yeah.
You'd probably get better. You'd improve.
It would take me 43,000 days.
I think my arm would fall off before I got anywhere close.
Or it would just get super ripped.
Or just one arm.
Just boom!
Sinking them.
Close your eyes.
When that arm gets tired, just switch arms.
Yeah, true.
There you go.
True.
Training.
Question 13.
13?
Speaking of setting records... The NCAA tournament game record for the most number of points scored in a single game was set in 1990 by Michigan State against Loyola Marymount, where 264 points were scored in a single game.
Dang. Oh my gosh.
Of the contestants who have competed in 5 or more games on Bus One Trivia, who has the highest win percentage on the Bus One podcast?
Bus, do you say that with a T?
I thought you were gonna say out of all of these contestants who here has scored the most basketball points.
It's like, have you I've been counting
fill out that survey.
Cooper,
this is gonna sound big-headed, but I think it's me.
It's incredible. Mm. I mean, you are the one seed, so.
You are the one seed.
He is the one seed.
It's not. Sorry. Big-headed idiot.
Big-headed.
That sucks.
I'm going to lose because of this.
Aiden.
Okay, highest wins, 5 or more. Because I think,
most number of wins, the highest win percentage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because once you get to like, John levels of participation, it kind of flatlines.
That's true.
I've kind of completely evened out.
John's pretty much 50-50.
I'm going to say... 50-50.
This is not going to help
very
that.
Impressive.
Yeah, it
you
is very good, but I'm saying I don't think
33,
anyone...
33.
No one gets like above 50-50 when you're that far out.
Sure.
I'm going to go Bryce. I like
incorrect.
That's a safe bet.
That is a good guess.
Safe John. Bet.
How do I differentiate between two people named Sam if I don't want to dox them on the air? Sambo and Sam?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
That works.
I'm going to go with Sam.
Correct. Sam has the highest
Sam
win percentage.
Has been on 5 episodes?
He's been on exactly 5 and he's
has
won
it?
4 of them.
Wow.
Oh my
Sam.
God.
Wow. He's won 4.
Did
he's an 80% win ratio.
Is that him as a contestant? Because he's hosted a couple.
He's hosted quite a few.
Yeah.
Okay. He's just competed on 5.
I have
5.
No idea. He must have competed on 5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you think I'm capping to you.
Unless you think that I am capping to you.
Hey guys, did you know my sister goes to Loyola Marymount?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Shout out
never
to
heard
the
of
one
that
of my
place
sisters
until I
that goes there.
This question.
You know who you are.
It's the
you know who you
the
know
one that's
who
not
you
in California.
Are.
It's not the other sister.
Not the other one. The other
you know
other
who
one.
You are.
Does that sister know you refer to her as the other one?
The other one?
Well, in this particular
you know where you
case.
Stand.
Yeah.
She's the number 2 seed sister.
The 2 seed sister.
I don't know her name.
Well, congrats, Sam, not Sambo.
Congrats, Sam, not Sambo.
I almost said his last name.
Hey, Sam, get on here so we can take that average down.
Yeah. Well, question 14. In 2011, VCU started the first ever Final Four, started in their first Final Four, and reached the Final Four as an 11 seed. The Beatles have actually had 5 members. And the original bassist was Stuart Sutcliffe, who were the final 4.
What?
Oh my god.
I hate it here.
Wait.
Enjoy the Beatles.
Did you just say their original bassist?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Ringo Starr, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison.
Yeah,
Pete
correct.
Best?
This is a round 3 question.
I hate it here.
I'm living.
What? Also, the way Aiden said
it was
best.
I'm confused on why you guys are upset.
It's too easy.
Well, I'm just I'm confused that you said there's been five Beatles and then named a guy that I didn't know about. Guy. That's not the fifth yeah. Beatle. Like,
the question was, who can name the Beatles the fastest?
Okay, I was there.
Aiden, yeah. Aiden got us.
I got it.
The question wasn't who can name the Beatles the fastest.
What the
it was who can buzz in fastest.
Who can buzz in fastest to name the Beatles.
Right. Because we all know it.
We could sit here all night and try to figure out who
I'm
can
so
name the Beatles.
I just got
I'm glad you guys all know the Beatles. I don't think that a ton of people can just rattle them off really quick without
the Beatles.
About it
how
for a
quick
second.
I can do it. So
I think you're.
Quick.
I think you're Aiden, underestimating.
Aiden has a point. I think everybody knows about how like they had a different drummer.
There was
initially.
A different drummer.
Yeah.
So there have not been only five Beatles.
There's yeah,
been
but that's
a
not
different drummer initially.
That, would okay, that even well, count as a challenge well, yeah, question? Like, that's
can you
not
read
the,
your
like,
question?
Not the
if
answer
is
wrong.
Too dumb to understand how many Beatles there were.
Wow. Oh, dang.
Well, hold on. Let me look it up because I thought.
Yeah. What about Pete
sure.
Best?
What about
just,
Pete Best?
Yeah, Aiden named the original drummer.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about who can name the Beatles the fastest.
I'm so confused.
I think I can John's name mad. The Beatles pretty fucking
I'm like
fast.
So confused that now I'm like thinking, did Paul McCartney
Ringo, Paul
change
McCartney,
his
John
name?
Lennon,
and this
George
is a
Harrison.
John Paul George Ringo.
That was pretty fast.
Did you just say
fast.
Ringo though?
Ringo. John Paul George Ringo.
Ringo Starr.
You don't have to say that. He didn't say name.
Ringo. He was
the
like
full
a small
names
chameleon.
Of all four Beatles. He was
oh yeah.
He said name the Beatles the fastest.
I think the qualification was Sutcliffe was on a recorded album. Mm. Whereas Pete Best,
Pete Best
did do drums
not.
And vocals, but he was a live performer.
He was just
a guy we had loose
okay.
in the back.
He's more like Pete Worst.
Oh
Pete
God.
Worst.
Hey,
great job,
Pete Best. Get on the pod.
That dude's dead, right?
Pete Best
did
is
his
still
body
alive.
Get launched into
Pete
space.
Best is alive.
He's been
oh my
yeah,
God. He is 82 years old.
What's he doing?
I really want
to What's
be on a podcast with Pete Best. Do you think he knows what podcasts are?
Do you think he knows what podcasts
Probably.
Are?
He's been on Earth all along, Aiden.
There are so many boomers out there who don't know what podcasts are, Cooper. Are you kidding me?
Name one. Name a boomer.
Guys, name
Best
a boomer. Boomer.
Name a boomer. Damn. Pete Best.
Name a boomer.
Pete Best. Pete Best. Jump on George Ringo.
You got me.
Okay. The final question. The final question. Question 15. Name the men's and women's NCAA champions from last year.
Oh God! Oh wait, why did I buzz?
I don't know.
I don't
want to buzz. You have 10
seconds.
I don't
know the answer.
I don't want
to
buzz.
I stopped paying attention after Purdue lost in the first round.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Freaking North Carolina and Iowa.
Okay. Will we get a closest if we all are super off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's okay
closest geographically
sort of like spiritually
yeah
John
vibes. UConn and Arkansas I don't know
UConn and Arkansas no sorry I don't know why it took me forever to think about that
I was scary John, I felt like I was being gaslit there for a moment just like
joke, I started thinking about like what I was gonna do tonight like I was not listening at all
zoned out on my answer so hard
I
had me shitting myself where I said I was like, did I even name a U.S. That's, state
yeah,
in there somewhere?
I was gonna be like, John, those actually aren't even words.
None of that's real.
Okay, John, who
made
did
me
you
feel
say
like
again?
I just said
Sorry.
McNeese University. Like, what's happening here?
It's John, actually McNeese
they
State.
Could they could
it's
get
actually
it.
McNeese State. Thank you very much.
John, who did you say?
Who did
that's what I
say?
Said earlier.
I said UConn
you said
and
UConn
Arkansas.
And Arkansas, yeah.
Okay.
Logan, do you
no.
want us
Cooper?
Are we saying it in the order of men's, women's, or
men's,
is it
no,
just
don't specify.
I've been assuming you were saying men's,
no,
women's because
yeah,
that's how
I was
asked
letting
the question.
Don't help him.
However he
don't
saw it.
Cooper don't help him.
If we get any of them yeah. in any order,
I'm gonna say,
you can just tell me which one.
I'm gonna say Houston, UConn.
And Houston being men's.
Don't worry about it. You decide.
Yes.
Sure.
Houston.
Whatever
figure
you
it out.
Think. Whatever feels
whatever
right.
You think is right, go with that.
And Dante.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Time to name some universities.
UConn seems
Dante.
Like a popular choice, Underdog. So I'll throw that in the mix.
Underdog.
And okay. Gonzaga.
Okay, just which
because,
one is men's? Which one is women's?
I don't know. Actually, you know what, Logan? I
choose.
Don't. I don't.
They're both
don't subscribe
men
to binary like that.
Yeah, gender is.
Actually, I don't care. Well, I'm going to make you care momentarily. Okay, you have to decide.
I will go, oh, this is so tough. I don't know anything about sports. I don't even, you know what's crazy? I don't even remember what two teams I just said 10 seconds ago.
One of them was UConn and Gonzaga. Just make one number one and make one number two.
Sure, UConn men's, Gonzaga women.
I am at an impasse between John and Dante.
I think we should
because
fight for
they
it.
Both got the men's correct.
Oh,
which
so
was
what I'm gonna
UConn
have
one.
Yeah, UConn won the men's last year.
Cool.
You guys didn't get the women's correct, so I'm just gonna go
name
based
states
on how
name
close
states.
Geographically,
how close
or vibes
geographically
name yeah
or vibes. Arkansas yeah. sure is in the middle, huh?
So Arkansas is definitely a lot closer to LSU
no.
than Gonzaga.
LSU won?
It sure is.
LSU beat Iowa in the women's championship last
close.
Year.
So am I getting
in
3 points for naming a state close to the women's team?
None of you guys challenged throughout the episode, so I guess you all get an opportunity
can
to challenge.
Can we do scores?
Do we want to do score
just so I know how bad I'm in?
Not looking good.
Yeah.
Not looking
hey,
good.
Hey, number one.
4.
Cooper okay.
quotes winner.
All right. Now, Logan, now you say number two, and I say 13.
Jesus. Holy.
Mother bitch, dude.
Aiden. Oh my
Aiden.
God.
Hey, it was better than the other.
I can't.
Number three, my lord.
That expletive.
He broke
that is like, that is like an eighth grader that just started swearing and he's like trying it out.
Bingo,
mother,
baby.
Mother bitch.
Mother. He's been probably saying it since he was in eighth grade.
Oh my god.
This episode's not coming out around Mother's Day, is it, right?
That's not true.
We're safe from that.
Aiden has five.
Five.
And Dante has eight.
Challenge point swing.
All right.
Points.
So yeah, you can still get it.
Uh-huh. Okay, Logan, you
it's
have to
anybody's
repeat
game,
all the
but
questions
still...
so they will remember.
All right. Is this the part of the episode where I repeat the answers?
So he repeated
all
the questions.
I remember what they were.
Wait, but I actually need to hear them again. We can't just
we
say
to,
that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work if we just sing it. You don't just instantly remember.
Ah, yes, we're back.
So they repeated all the questions so they could remember what they were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused.
I have mine. If we want me to just send
okay,
it.
Okay, John.
Yeah,
I think John has to go first.
I think Modern Family was on ABC.
Ooh,
I don't think it was on NBC. I think it was on ABC.
Man, that does sound right.
Doesn't that sound right? I can see the circle.
I was also sus on the bus about the NBC question, mostly because one
Modern
is no longer
is
running,
no longer on the
but
air.
But two, like the NBC comedies are like very. It's 30 Rock.
Mm.
Parks and Rec, The Office,
and Modern Family,
The Good Place, The Good Place. But
I don't
think
you guys remember what is on
the question.
What
is
network.
Did Modern Family move to NBC?
That's what I'm questioning.
Do you know they're an old like a show that's not on the air anymore
for sure.
To a new network?
Yeah,
you just put it on a streaming.
They do those ads
I'm thinking like
shows.
At any point kind of thing because it's
like Brooklyn Nine-Nine changed to a different network.
It moved over to Fox, but it was still running at the time. I'm pretty sure Modern Family was on ABC throughout.
The entire life.
And then when it retires, I mean, I don't know. Put it past
Dante
NBC
to
like buy
next.
The rights, but that just doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, that was definitely on my list too. I was sus about the Modern Family one. But I'm going to go with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
Billy's Ray Cyrus. That's how you say there's more than
like
one.
Like Pussycat's doll
Aiden.
Or Attorney's General.
I mean, they're between the LED lighting thing, Sam question mark, but I think it's the NBC.
Sam?
That one just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm going to say
the
NBC.
Double down on it.
Come on. We all have to do different ones.
Yeah,
Aiden.
I'm not going to beat John anyway.
That's
but
true.
I'm
write my coattails, bud.
You can't beat John. Not like the way you beat Shaq, at least.
Because I think
not
it's
like
that one as well.
Shaq.
But...
Tell me about that.
Shaq Fu 2 is just,
Shaq
I'm the bad guy.
Two.
You guys not know about Shaq Fu?
No.
The video game where you're Shaq doing kung fu?
Don't know.
News to me, bud. All right, Cooper, what are you challenging, buddy?
The Modern Family one sounds pretty good, but the one I was thinking of is I was doing my bracket today, and I don't remember hearing about McNeese at all. when I was.
I think Logan
bracket.
Made up McNees.
He was just like, oh, they're going up against Gonzaga,
an actual bracket team.
The Zags.
So I think I'm going to say McNees.
Well, none of you are right.
No. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Really?
The correct
is it the 3-point line?
The correct.
I'm going to be so mad.
No, it was the list of items invented in the
60s. Oh, that really? Question.
Were they all in the 60s or whatever?
There was one that was 50s. So the 50s one was credit cards, power steering, diet soft drinks, and music synthesizers.
Wow.
Oh, you went back.
Wild.
Dang.
I can see music synthesizers.
VHS tapes, Bic disposable lighter, MRI technology, and the cell phone were all 70s technology.
Wow. That's wild. Diet soda's so old. Yeah,
they're all 70.
This 97-year-old diner is still making Diet Coke.
I figured the VHS tape and cell phone in the same line would make people think
for
that
sure.
It was a later date. But the cell phone was 1979, and VHS tapes existed in the 70s.
Well, I was thinking like satellite phone, like in your car.
Yeah.
But does that count?
I think so. Cellular. It's just not connected to a landline.
That's such like an 80s, 90s thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get your car phone and call people from the car.
I thought like Seinfeld, but okay. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did that in the 1920s.
Who were the top two?
I think it's Dante and John.
I think it's Dante and John.
Support the war after.
Dang. On to the final four, Dante and John.
A very underving. I think that is an upset.
The two
this is
the
four
upset.
Story. Cinderella.
This
that
is
an
upset.
We got the four seed through.
Got the number
four
one.
Four went through.
Solid. Hell yeah.
Darn right.
Two of the seven divisors
one
of 64.
Is in
moving on.
Well, I hope you're available next week.
Me too.
Because you have
fuck.
Because you have to.
You have to.
Because you have to join.
I didn't know I was signing up for multi-week.
Yeah. What happens if I can't? Do I have like a sub? Do I like to like a pick?
You have an understudy.
An understudy. Okay.
We're gonna dress Cooper up like you. And shuffle them through the door.
All right.
Well, Dante and John will be joining us next week for the final four round of. The Bus One Tournament Challenge.
Who are we joining?
Yeah, who are we facing off against?
You are facing off against... Okay, well, the winner isn't on the schedule.
Oh, because they didn't want to keep us... They wanted to keep
you.
Us
we
honest.
Don't get to know.
It's going to be a secret.
Well, Ethan told me. He
Dante
made
Alliance?
Okay,
Dante?
Ethan.
Dante Alliance? You want to pull our points
if
together?
If you're willing to
like
ally
Survivor.
With me, I think that's
I'll go
terrible
you.
Strategy on your part.
I don't know
I
how that's going to work out.
You
do not
want to
be on my team.
It's
no,
like Survivor.
I,
you gotta,
I'm sticking with
you
my other people in this conference.
Original alliances.
I'll
be
take
good.
It. We I'll take all the hell I
you guys are just in the same conference.
I don't know how that's going to pan out, but we'll figure it out.
I think you're going to regret
we'll
teaming up with me.
We'll figure it out. But that's all the time we have now. So
Dante,
if you enjoyed your time
on
Bus One today, we'd really appreciate it if you told your friends about us. Also, subscribing or dropping a 5-star rating in your podcast player would be super helpful. We're on all the social medias as @BusOneTrivia, all spelled out. You can check out our merch or submit topic or question ideas at BusOneTrivia.com or email us at hi@BusOneTrivia.com. Before we go, we'd like to thank Vert for the use of our theme song, 5978, which is a banger. Thanks for riding Bus One, and we will see you next week for the final four edition of the Bus One.
It's the last episode.
Challenge.
Bus One.
The last
one. Bus
ever
One.
The Bus One. Bus One after
hey,
dark.
I'll miss you guys. Thanks
Bye.
For listening. Love you.
He's evil.